Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Overdrive on Chai FM. It's time to catch up on what's happening in the world of the pandemic, that being COVID-19.
My name is Adrian Pruin. I am the Acting Executive Director for the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. There's much interest in the variant of COVID-19. However, when we talk about variants, I think we need to be clear what we mean by that. So SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 is a very distinct virus from SARS-CoV or MERS-CoV. And that is, those differences are really accounted for by looking at the genetic material as well as the properties of the particular virus that we're interested in. The COVID-19 virus or SARS-CoV-2 has the ability to what we call proofread. So when it replicates, or when the genetic material is synthesized and put together, and these nucleotides encode for different proteins, it is possible that there are what we call random mutations that can occur. And these mutations can give rise to the variations that we observe, and these are called variants. So again, large groups can share similar variations, and these are called lineages. So within this lineage, we have a variant of that particular virus. What is different about this current lineage is that it has accumulated a large number of mutations, both here in South Africa as well as in the UK. And what are the implications for these particular mutations? Well, they give rise to different types of protein, not very distinctly different, but just subtle changes on the amino acids, as they are called. But these amino acids can be really critical. And where we are of great concern is when we look at what is called the receptor binding protein of these particular lineages, both here and in the United Kingdom. I must also stress that the variant, or really the lineage, seen in South Africa is very distinct from the lineage in the UK. And although they share one particular mutation in terms of the genome, and certainly that would mean in terms of the binding protein, they really are distinct lineages. The changes that we are observing are really around whether or not these particular lineages will bind more efficiently and therefore may become more transmissible, or looking at changes around immunity in terms of vaccine responses as well as reinfection. And the third part is whether or not these particular changes will lead to a more severe disease. At the moment, These matters are not really clear or obvious. Certainly, the lineages have been associated with an increase in the numbers of cases that we observed. But I think we need to be cautious that association is not causation. So we still need a few more steps in terms of our research to really answer that particular question. It may well be that it is true that the increase in the number of cases is a result of the mutations that have given rise to the change in proteins, leading to an increase in transmission of this particular virus in South Africa. We, however, need more information about the other parts of South Africa to see whether or not this particular lineage is also in circulation and is also dominant. With regard to disease presentation, again, we don't really have good evidence at this time to know whether or not this virus causes a more severe disease presentation and whether it's primarily in the young, as well as the immunity. Again, when we look at the vaccine responses, it is likely that this particular, when we look at what the mutations are, that the proteins have probably been unchanged, and therefore the vaccines It's likely that the changes that we are seeing with regard to the mutations and the proteins is that the vaccine will still remain effective. However, we still need to see and compare whether or not this particular strain behaves as the strains before in terms of those particular types of immune responses. Thank you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.